In a couple of days, it'll be Hanukkah. So the main channel of field question and answer is exactly where a person should light. So I'll try to go in order, starting the right and downwards, the Santa question with my name, we can see exactly what comes out, where a person should light. And the person wants to do afterwards, yes, is what he should do. The Shabbat of Chaval conveys the bright son of Abadon, Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'nichal pesach beis ha-mivachot. First thing the Bryce says, Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is to light it on the outside of the pesach of the bayis. Second thing, Mdor Baliyah, if you live in the attic, l'nichal b'chaloi, you put it by the window, asmuch l'shut su'abim, asmuch l'shut su'abim. The third thing, the B'shat ha-zakonah, m'nichal al shulchonah v'dayri. When it's dangerous, you put it on your table and tanah. Three things, first you should light up the ikar of pesach of bayis v'chaloi. Second thing, you live in the attic, you should light up by the window, asmuch l'shut su'abim. The third thing, b'shat ha-kona, put on the table and tanah. So we have to go through each one and explain what each one means. First case, pesach bayis makot. What does it mean, pesach bayis? What does that mean? So on the page, machlokes Rashi places. Rashi, as you learned in the Pashtus, if someone has a house, he lights up on the doorway to his house. That means whether he has a chotzer in front of the doorway to his house, whether he does not have a chotzer, he still lights up pesach bayis. That means people can have a shabbat, chotzer, a bayis. You light up by the doorway towards your house. That's rational. Places, don't know. When you want to specify bias, means someone who has no chotzer. If you have a chotzer, you should have a chotzer than a bias. You should light it as close as possible to your chotzer. That means you should light pesach a chotzer. If you have no chotzer, it's pesach a bias. But places hold, you light as pesach a chotzer. How do we pass from a local? So places that way, the rational the same way, the piskei rid, and also the tzur chayim. That's how the Torah is taught in the Tzimut Tavrish and Hay, and the Mechaber passes away in Tzif Hay, like these five Rishonim. The halacha is, we light in the Pesach HaChotzer, the doorway leading into your Chotzer, that's leading towards your house. However, you should know that Mechaber Rashi is not about Yochid, the Bialokha Tavrish and Hay brings down not only Rashi, it's also the Or Zeruah and the Ram. The Chulchan says, it's the Rambam, it's the Ri, it's the Smag, it's the Gois Maimonides, the Korban Salon Rite, it's the Rosh, the Piskei Riaz, the Yisroel, it's the Shpulei Leket, the Tanya Bossi. There's 11 different Rishonim who go against Tosfos who say the Ikar Mokar that you should light is the Pesach HaBayis. Therefore, you'll see a lot of times people being choshev for Rashi Shito, because even though the Shulchan Aruch is awesome, like Tosfos with Pesach HaBayis, however, Rashi, Baker, Roy Rishonim went with Rashi. And the Shulchan says to me on the Shulchan Aruch, he left out Rashi and Roy Rishonim. Says, you know, seven Rishonim, but sometimes Roy Rishonim holds his line of Pesach HaBayis. Again, the meaning is we pass on replacements, but there are those who will be Rashi that did this Pesach HaBayis and not Pesach HaBayis. Now in Rashi they said we write for the Pesach HaBayis, says the Achoinim that Dafka when you should Shutsu can see it. And we don't say you have a Shutsu Rabim, a Chotzer, then a Bayis, and you cannot see it from a Shutsu Rabim, then the Vadi Rashi says you've not landed the Pesach HaBayis, it can't be seen. Says the Ozen Vru and Chalakai, the Chodesh Hador, that Dafka when it could be seen from a Shutsu Rabim. If not, there's no Pesach HaBayis, you're not making the Mitzvah. Now, once we have this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Tosfos the din is Pesach HaChotzer and Rashi knows Pesach HaBayis, is Tosfos masking to Rashi, and is Rashi masking to Tosfos? And that means what we call Shabbos Shitas. Let's say again, a person has a Shutsu Rabim, then he has a Chotzer, then he has a Pesach HaBayis. So, you can let that you can see the court from Shutsu Rabim to Pesach HaBayis. Is Tosfos being masking to Rashi? If Shutsu Rabim can't see it, it's better by Pesach HaChotzer, it's more Pesach HaChotzer, but you may kind of buy Pesach HaBayis. So Melchizedek says that the Tanya Fisher holds that if Rami places Masim to Rashi, it can be seen. Shamitir, now Jaffa, when he gets out of the sheet, he writes down on the Vida Chaznish, and the Stifler holds you may kind of mitzvah, even if it's owned by Pesach HaBayis, who in places. The Big Nath, the Biskurov holds that way, and the Shubhat of Melchizedek, the Shubhat also holds that way. That means you want to get both sheets in, you can light by Pesach HaBayis, according to Rashi, that's Ikum Makar, according to places, you may kind of the sheet, if it can be seen, someone should say Abim. Asar Hasheni is Rashi Mas Metoitzus, if you light on the Pesach HaChotzer, I'm becoming the Indian of the Suman Yisrael, if it's even though it's not by your Pesach HaBayis. So the Shatzem is Pleasure Shailo, he has two Sogan, he's left Sarafim. The Savior Pesach HaVir on the Baal Isser, he says, the Maestro, you are becoming the Mitzvah according to Rashi. He's just saying it's Odiv to light up by a Pesach HaBayis, it's Nikkur, that's yours. That's how the ritual also says, and he seems that it's from Shalom Rashi. However, the Hal Divin HaKonim will learn, not that way in Rashi, however, Moshe and Dibris and Ashtombok and Chodesh Adar are below you, they want to tie what is Pesach Rashi? Rashi holds true, you need Pesach Miniso. But why is it saying you can only line a Pesach HaBayis and not Pesach HaChotzer? It's because when you line your own house, it's Nikkur that's coming from you. Chazal wants that you do Mephash from the Nes, that's coming from you, it has to be Nikkur that's yours. Therefore it depends. If, let's say, everyone has a joint chaser. A new line on the Pesach chaser is not nikkus yours. Rashi does not say the Kol Chomis. They do not want you to lighten the Pesach chaser. They want you only to lighten the Pesach of the bias. However, let's say you have a private chaser at a one family house with a private chaser, then Eichnani, Rashi is masking you can lighten the Pesach chaser. So it comes down to these according to Rashi is masking the Tosis only when it's private chaser. But that private chaser to light with a public chaser, with numerous people are holding it together, you should not light for Rashi by the Pesach chaser. If you understand this way, the difference from McDown with Shlomo from Shlomo McDown, when there is the question, where should the person light? So he says, if someone already lit by the entrance to the house, by the Pesach chaser, then you should go light by the window of your house. Go light by the window. So he asked him, why should you go light by the window? Or go light by the Pesach chaser. Shlomo McDown answered, because snicker that's coming from you. Snicker. The instant with Makar say snicker comes from you. So he gave a second reason. It's more Pesumanita. It's more Pesumanet, stiffer. You should light in the second place. Maisa, the instant with Makar from being Nikka Tray is first reason, Makar is Rashi. Rashi and Tanu Shalom say, the inner of lighting by your own Pesach HaBayit is just Nikka, that's yours. So the point is, the intimate point to Rashi is that your person should light in a place of Nikka, that's yours. That's how the problem is back in the mitzvah. Because we pass the place of the chaser maker. However, someone who got for the chaser is set it slow down with a mile, it is now to get a mile with a thing that's yours. That's how Shlomo Zalman, he might not, we'll get the shita, he'll know it, and you can light any way you want. That's his shita. He'll be able to come anywhere. So Shalom, which one's better? I'll leave him to disagree. Fine, again, so what's Pesach HaBayis? Mahalik Rashi. Pesach is rational, and Pesach HaBayis means Sayyid Mamish. Pesach HaBayis means the entrance leading to your chaser. Now, what you're saying is, we pass on the chaser, Pesach HaChaser, what is the chaser? What defines the chaser? So Rashi, in Babasa, the base of an album, the first Rashi, where it says, Reit Tashmishim HaChaser. In those days, the things they used to do in the chaser, they had no lights in the house, it was a small house. You used to wash the clothing in the chaser, you used to cook in the chaser, eat in the chaser, you used to be in the chaser. The chaser was mamish part of the house, it was an extension of their house. However, it says the chasmish, but manazah, our chasers are just a place where you leave your stroller, or you leave your, or some, you maybe sell things here, but ikur, it's not your stam, just a chelik of your house. Diva says chasmish, and dinam al hokis, and chanikon oisalas, and numerous from break down that there is no chutz b'zman hazeh. You cannot light your chutz. If there's no chutz, you can't light it. How far is the sheet of the chaznish? So Hashem is here, that capital wrote to Mechaim Kineevsky. And if you light the chutz, the chol hafach of the kind of the mitzvah, so you wrote back, chash brach levatala. This chaznish, it says you light the chutz with the minig rishlaimit, according to the chaznish, is chash brach levatala mamish. But that's the chaznish. However, you should know in the chaznish, the type of the Rebbeinu Rechel Gimel and Ozidru Rechel Gay, they say, however, let's say you have something from the house which is not a chaser, but the Mavar Ba'alma, a passageway, a hallway, or let's say just steps, that the only thing you do there, you don't leave things there. The only thing it's made for is only to go up and down. To, again, basically any hallway, it's a way to go up and down, or any steps go up and down. That's a disciple, and Ozidru, the Yom Zilber, that's both of the house, the Chilik of the house, and even the Chaznish, and even Rashi they're talking about, is masking, you can light in the Pesach over here, the Chotzik is not a Chotzik, the Pesach of the Bayis is the Chilik of the Bayis. Fine, so Chotzik or the Chaznish, we do not have as much as
that better than the Bayis itself.
The start of the Bayis, yes, you should light that Bamish Pesach of the Bayis, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to light
it. Yeah, under the Pesach of the Bayis. However, there are numerous questions we'll argue with Ikim and Yerushalayim, the Pesach-Gurav, Shlomo Zalman, the Yashim, and the fact of Shmuel Salam, there's Hamzotokos, and others, it might that they lived in the Pesach Chotzer. Why? They did not hold this Indian that Chotzer meant totally right Tashvishim. We said, we gang yourself, what Shaykh does that have to Indian Chanukah? Might that's your Chotzer, the common said Pesach Chotzer, we like the Pesach Chotzer. Might that, what is the reason at all to say totally right Tashvishim or Rashi Rashi Babatzer, but Indian negates the Chotzer about Tashvishim? What Shaykh does that to Chanukah? And therefore, numerous questions we'll argue vehemently and say, no Shaykh is right Tashvishim. And we do have a chaser b'zman hazeh. So finally, again, so do we have a chaser? Again, we pass him pesach chaser. Do we have a chaser? Chaznish says no. Kshat brach levatala. The place is in Yerushalayim. The scrub from Adam B'yash say about that we do have. Third thing is now, what is a pesach? What defines a pesach? So the three sheets is also what a pesach is. The Bishkurah said the pesach is something had the tzuris the pesach, something chayv mezuzah. You have a maskri, you have two sides, something on top. You'll see in Yeshiva, when we come up on the side entrance of Eli Baruch, Finkel could have built a Tzuras HaPesach by the side entrance, by the wall that's going to have a wall by Yeshiva, then they have the door of the Yeshiva itself on the side entrance. Last year, they built a Tzuras HaPesach, there's a book told about it. You can see that there's Eli Baruch, the place of Biskurov Shito, and you're going to put over there a Tzuras HaPesach. Why not the Biskurov? However, again, the Mishpaiskim, they argued with the Shkuel, they kind of why, you know, to his Pesach, what Sheikh does have to do with Hanukkah? Says, well, so it is the Pesach that's opening, it's a doorway. Why light there? Therefore, Yashu says, Abadi, you do not need to do it to Pesach. However, he says, it cannot be a Pirtzah, it has to be a Pesach. Meaning, if you have, let's say, three walls, and the front wall, there's no wall there at all, that's a Pirtzah. That's not a doorway, that's not an opening. However, let's say you have three walls, then you have two walls side by side, if out to the Pesach, that's a doorway. Again, by Shiva, by the both entrances, you have walls over there, and then it stops the walls, that's not much of Pesach. Let's say you have just three walls, and then you have nothing opening over here, that's the appearance of Alma, that's not a Pesach. A third sheet of Shlomo Zalman, that we've done on the Kishwam and others for him, that he kind of has nothing to do with Pesach, not Pesach, that's the opening. People see it, he says, an example, you have a passageway, a regular shvil, and then the shvil, everyone knows that that's how you come into your house. That stuff is where you like the Hanukkah, there's no wall, don't need a wall. That's where you put your Hanukkah in there, because that's the Pesach leading into your chotzer, leading into the house. So it comes out again, the chotzer, Pesach, there are three sheets, either so it's a Pesach, or it has to be a Pesach, and not a Pirtzah, or anything that shows up leading into your house. So basically, we finish one chelik of the Gemara. The Gemara says, we light it, Pesach, Abayis, and Machot. Three things, Pesach, Abayis, Machot, Rashi, Taisis, is a Abayis for chotzer. The second thing, what is chotzer? We have this man who says, Machloek is chazir, says no, others say yes. Boy, what's the Pesach? Three different cheetahs. That's the first chelik of the Gemara. The second chelik of the writer says, in Dor Baliyo, if you live in the attic, Menichu Bachulei, Nasruchu Lishutirabim, you put it by the window. And who lives in the attic puts it by the window. The first shot, what does it mean? Rashi has one shot, but Vila Lapa places, how do they say this, explains it. That someone lives in the attic means basically, Bayis Vitoich Bayis. Someone has one house in front of another house. Or in a ghetto, when a person has, let's say, a border inside his house, he has people who rent his, he has an apartment, he rents one room out to somebody to sleep in that room, and it's his room totally. So since that room is somebody else's room, how does he go out through, he goes through the other person's house? He's being blocked by somebody else's house, so he lets him walk out, but who owns the house? The person himself, the Baal HaTzeich, owns the house, and basically he's flying to their fight. Over there, it says the base Yosef, and place this, would you light? You light by the window, because he has no chotzer. He has no bias, he has nothing, he has bias or bias, he lights by the window. That's the Mishmur Paskin, Simitovish Ayin, Allah, Tukon, Abichov Gimel. Over there, Paskin, like this Mahalach, that bias or bias, he lights by the window. With the Gerda, the Enigar, when the Chazan says, we have the Chotz this man has. That means, let's say, take a regular apartment building. First of all, on the second floor, according to Shlomo Zalman, we ask you, the inside, we come to the apartment building, there's a section there, that's the Chotz. According to the Chazanish, not Chotzer, you have no Chotzer. So your Pesach is your Pesach HaBayis. Over there, your Shabbat cannot see. So basically, your Bayis protect Bayis. That's where you are, Betzim. So where's your life for the Chazanish? By the window. Because that's where your Shabbat sees. So it comes out, Bayis protect Bayis, in Mamash case, where your Shabbat cannot see, and according to the Chazanish, where's your life? Your life by the window.
Isn't that like a hallway?
It's just that, but usually most apartment buildings have a big lobby where kids have bikes and strollers and Jews, it's not just not the Ma'arav Alma. They have a big lobby. That lobby is not part of the house. So God, again, it's numerous form say, because the Shami and others say, because the Chazanish is Mama to bias, but they're bias, and therefore we should light, by the window. However, those who argue on the Chazanish say we do have a Chazanish on there, should light the entrance leading into an apartment building. The third thing the Gemara says, that there's Mama to Kono, Menicha al Shukhana Vigaye. You put it on the table, and that's enough. At first, what is Takana? What does Takana mean? So the passage you learn Takana is Kuach Nefesh Mamish. That's how the Chokhma Shloim or Shlom Chuzah says, it's Simen Shlokhot Test, in Shabbos. Seems to be that way in the Mogar Avram, Rish Ayin Test. That Kuach Nefesh, that Takana means Kuach Nefesh Mamish, you leave it on the table. However, numerous Tosh can bring other cases of Kireger, and Shuba, and of Simen Samach, Tosh of Shabbos, Master Shekel. They say Takana means not that the Kuach Nefesh Mamish, even a Chashash Rochot. Even 1 of 1,000, something might happen, they might come to trap you, they're going, and might be dangerous. That itself is also difficult in the case of Sakonot. The ritual on Shabbat, on Chachal and Days, and also on Memheim and Aleph, the ritual over here is, why is the bride to come and tell you that Meshach HaSakonot, Menicha al Shulchanah Medayah, of course, it's Poshut. It's Sakonot, what do you think, you light outside? Avani, you light inside. Avani, put on the table to know. So what is the Pshan, the bride to Menicha al Shulchanah Medayah? And when the ritual come and tell you, even in the case of a tzara, good for Ezek moment, even if they're going to come to trap you, to you physically, or to steal your money, that's also sakono. Sakono does not mean dafka, someone's made a chash of dying. It means even they're going to hurt you, or if not, you lose some money, that's also nifl and get up sakono. the Ibn Yerucham that's brought down by the Dr. Moshe in the back also says the Inn of Gadavim is also Nichol in the Inn of Sakhanov. And the Pirukodim and the Shulchan, the Mishabru and Simresh Aintah seem to go with this Malach. A fourth Inn, Nichol Sakhanov, which is a Kiddush, is a Ritva and Nachaval and Bezo. He also says a fourth thing, Ruach, the fact the wind is going to blow out your neighbors, that's also Nichol in Gedav Sakhanov. The Aruch Shulchan says it without Atmoy and the Gulyan Rishad is bringing it down.
What? It's not cheap.
The wind will blow it out, and therefore put a box in. He's saying the fact that when the wind blow out, that is definitely get a psychonom. And the Gulyoni Shah brings down ready from the Goyim. Rav Avram Goyim says this way, Ben Afraki, another Mishan says this way. The Rishonim would say that Ruach is nichol to get a psychonom, or Yamangas Kiddush. Those one time, what do you mean? You have to go buy a box. But the Rishonim is saying, even Ruach. A fifth case of bringing down the Aruch Chaim, another Mishan, he says the fact that Goyim can't blow it out, that's also nichol to get a psychonom. Moish Mizman goes this way also, Kalabes, that absolutely says, don't move all out, and try to stop them, it'll be dangerous. So, Maitre, we come out, we have, what does it get us? That common word, that means, the Numis Malcolm, but the Iker comes out, they're saying one thing, again, they either say, it's coming to chep you, or to bother you, to blow it out, the nameless, either a guy or the wind, but they say that basically anything in this man dog, anything that's hard to like, that's that common. So, common does not mean, quote, navish, manish, it means a place and a situation that's hard to like. Whether it's due to danger, or due to hazard, or even to the Ruach, which is the Imam Yitzchidish, that is nifl and getter of Sakonel. So again, Ruach can disagree with Gitaina, that's not Mandok, but it's probably a fact. But again, this use of the Mahalach of Sakonel means anything that makes you hard to light over there. Now, that's the getter of Sakonel. Now, the close true shadows. A person that's Mana Sakonel, you should light on Shukonel your diary. If you're kind of mitzvah, if you light outside. So the person puts forward, he tells me he buys different boxes and menorahs because he knows he lights outside, they take it, they steal it, they break it, come out every night. He does this one, what's the kind of bikuna you're lighting outside? Is the human kind of mitzvah lighting outside? Well, no, nech al shulchanai, put it on the table. So Lashon of the Gemara is menich al shulchanai v'dayai, it's enough. Lashon sounds like, it's enough, you're kind of mitzvah, but you can't do it outside. The Gemara on Shabbos, that's in him and Al, things down in Amorimah, the Be'etim lit outside, there's Mount Sekonah, and he wants it off, he can bring it in on Shabbos, Al Smoksa, they're coming to hurt him, they're going because he lit outside. The Maitre, we see they do lit outside. It's worked out by the Kripsa Moedim of Biskuah, he held the Vada Mishat Sekonah, you can carry the Mitzvah outside. Maitre, oh, I didn't do one this way, you can carry the Mitzvah outside. How does Ikishal Negea to people over here, it's like Eretz. And I saw, let's say you have a Chiyad Mamash to light outside. Are you carrying the Mitzvah lighting inside? Now, no, there's no Sakana, Meir Sham, no Sakana, Maldatna, Azmir, all these places, the Chorah, there are no Sakana. So, are you even carrying the mitzvah letting inside, or not? You have a Chiyas way outside. Has the Nei Shiva, they put out a Chakira. How do the common Mesakim get Sakana? Is there two Sakana? They mean one Sakana, they said, yes, light outside. The Shat Sakana, light inside, but two separate Sakana, they said. Or no, but they mean one Sakana. Light wherever you want. However, the deepest, what's better, it's better to light outside than the chot al-pesumen the nest. In the best of two takonas, and if you cannot do outside light inside, or better than one takona, just telling where the better to light is better to fashion the nest, it's better to light outside. So the Sfasem is the Medayik in the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, mitzvah and ichal pesach beishim b'chot. Mitzvah. Mitzvah sounds like a mitzvah, but not ma'akim, and you can light whatever you want. However, in Shvatitzchok, they bring down from Yashiv, Yashiv just takes away the right, it says the word mitzvah no raya owned by the right, not the opponents. Fine, Shriyesh Lain. However, in the ritual that we said before, in the poison forest, that way, that you offer kind of inside, the ritual is the kasher. We have a bright that says, you light outside, kind of vice machut. However, but never should nichol shukhole vidayi. Like the ritual pshito, of course, lying on the tables, polish it, what's the chiddish? I'll tell you a chiddish. I mean, you can kind of mitzvah inside, you can kind of lining on the table inside. If it's two different colors, the bright is not, it's like a Yamangas Kiddush. But the color was light outside. Comes on the bright, comes touch the second color light inside. The fact that it's a kasha of Shito, what's the Kiddush of the Gemara? It comes, we see it very clearly from the Ritzvah, the Be'ed, then you can light wherever you want. B'shat is kono, you should light inside. B'shat is kono, you can light outside. In fact, the Ritzvah of Shito, it says, what is that kono? Even Tzai Hezek, even Tzai Hezek, but we see from the Ritzvah, Baza, you can carry the Mitzvah inside. So the Dra Yeshua in Chet Galut in Simen Mem, he says he has a Gemara Pekert. The Gemara says on the Chavez and Beis that a person, when he lights his Hanukkah menorah inside, he puts it down on the table and then he brings it outside. The shell is a lachayit the mitzvah or lachayit the mitzvah. Is it lighting the mitzvah or putting it down the mitzvah? Says the Gemara, a person that puts it, lights it inside, brings it outside, Loi Asa Klum, he did nothing. He's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rashi says, why Loi Asa Klum? If he hold B'di Evin, Evin agrees he's Mekayim the Mitzvah inside, why Loi Asa Klum? He lit it inside. She Mekayim the Mitzvah, the whole purpose, the fact that he lit it inside. The other says that by Moshe, the Yeshua, clearly we see this manic word, we're not Mekayim the Mitzvah inside. That's what he says. So Moshe is different in Shabbos, Be'er, or Achav, he disagrees, and says, Nevada, there's only one to come. Nevada, a person can light Menorah wherever he wants, says Moshe. Isaac Moro, Le'osel, Klum, he did nothing. So he has two choices to answer. He says, either Le'osel, Klum, he had no Kavana to Mekayim the Mitzvah inside, only Kavana to Mekayim the Mitzvah outside. Or he did another Teretz, there's Neka, Pearson, Ma'freya, Me'mela, Batla, Mitzvah. Since you moved it away, you're Oiken, the Pearson before it, and Mevatla, Mitzvah. What do those words mean? Ayin, Shom, Yishlai. Well, nicely said, Mevatla, Mekayim the Mitzvah, whatever you want. Except the Gemara is a different case. Therefore, again, for the Moshe, whatever you want, Mekayim the Mitzvah, it's before showing an Igris, Merchayim, Kalidal, Simukopay, that the Chum holds that you could, the Chum, Takana was one Takana, and there were ways of where exactly to put it. There were no two Takanas. That's the Moshe Shita. And it's also from Zalman in the Lichashleimo, a dying wife in Chesidus of Chelik Bob. The Sfatemis on the Chol Beis on the Beis says the same thing. The Masham and Tafresh Ayin Hey. Different from Meister, we have numerous Gedolim of Taina that even the Zmana Gemara, you collect wherever you want. Rosh Tullah on this way, the Mitzvot Asher. They Taina, like Mama Shavitzpo, the Mokor Shavitzpo, the Taina, the Zmana Gemara, you're letting it start, you're certainly Mekayin the Mitzvah. Might be better to life as Hezta Chaser, but you are Mekayin it on also letting it start your house. Asad Hashemi, for those who disagree, not to go through the Makoros of the Raiders, but just to quote them, they kind of that letting this man out tomorrow, you're not the kind of the Mitzvah inside. The going and Simon Tawbash Ayin Hey, in the beginning he says, not the kind of the Mitzvah, but Moshe and Dibbis brings down the going and says, the going is not like him, he's like Tzorachin on the going, he wants to argue on the going, but says, the going holds you, not the kind of Mitzvah inside. Seems to be that way, the Mahavram says that way, Tawbash Ayin says, Mishabur seems to go with that Malach, if it's man out tomorrow, you're not the kind of the Mitzvah. So the Ikkah we have, my plague is, I plague if you're the kind of the Mitzvah, letting it inside, if you hold it's not the Mitzvah. How is the second reason why you can kind of miss it inside? Okay, we have one reason, the Zmanic Gemara itself, that those who are kind of miss want to call them, we kind of miss it inside. The second reason why you can kind of miss it inside is the lesson of what the Balitzer writes, the Balitzer wants to show him, he has in the Sefer, a third of Dibberis, he writes, Va'akos Nogu Asakono Nogu. Once we have the Minik and the Zmanic Sakono to light inside, Nogu, that is the Minik already. You can keep the Minik. I mean, any time it's not a Gemara, it could be lighting inside you and not Mekayim the Mitzvah. However, once came along the Chum that said, Michal Shukhanah v'dayoi, they came along and they made a second Tekono. Once you hold that way, even Shloy Bishas is a Kono, once you know it that way, no, but we can keep the Minik. As I thought, the Baal Itter, and brought down also in different Rishonim, the Shukhul elected, in the Tanya Fossi, in the Oil Warriors, four different Rishonim, God is Mahalat. Once we know it to light inside, you can light inside. So again, it comes down to two reasons. One is Manazel, you can Mekayim the whole Chum with the Mitzvah inside. One is the ritual, the motion, so the example go that way, that even as Manak Gemara, you've been carrying the mitzvah, lighting it on the table inside. And the second Malak, even as Manak Gemara, you're not, this man is there, once we're knowing that way, once we have a new Tekara, can also be carrying the mitzvah inside. So is there anyone who holds this man is there, not be carrying the mitzvah inside? So Kun Shemoyim, for the Biskrov, and Omim Mem Aleph, and Omim Bey, brings down that you write it light inside the Brach, Shash Brach of Atal. So Mamash Brach of Atal, why? It's Bishlo Bishas Tekono, the mitzvah you have right outside. So we have a Biskrov of mitzvah that way. It seems we're going to Yishlain and be all the way, smashing that way, all the Yishlain and all the way, but certainly in the whole process we have a biscuit up that way, holds this man is there, like inside is rough about all. Now this whole shadow we're discussing until now is you have a choice to light outside or on the table. For those who want to tell them that this man is there, lying on the table is rough about all. However, we're replacing when we're showing them to say you're kind of missing inside. That's on the table. What about by the window? By the window. Again, lying by the Rabbayat, that's the Ikadakono. But the cost is the Ikadakono. Table, no one sees it, no Pesumanisa, that a Shiloh and Kind of Mitzvah, not the Ikadakono. If you can say, yeah. What about by the window? Maybe everyone agrees by the window, because the Maitha circle says it's Pesumanisa. Christ, all people walking the street, which is Yahweh, do you see it? So maybe you're cooling out your Kind of Mitzvah by lighting by the window. Therefore, I heard a Malta say, he told me, he said over this Lashon, that he said all the places hold in kind of the Mitzvah by the window, except for maybe one Gedolah Arab is my name. Except for maybe one. That means Ik again, come on, everyone holds, yeah. Except for one place maybe holds not that way. It seems in the Mitzvah they say everyone holds that way, or Shtomach says the Chalapayz, others want to know that the Esmer is man, by the window, the cool album in kind of the Mitzvah. He told me, he said over this Lashon, Gedolah Arab. That's not Gedolah Arab. Maybe, not in short, not a way, because I spoke to different people from the Chotter, this basic one, the Pesach Echad, and they, it seems he won't give us a good answer. for all the people answering you with Rick Shiloh, and he doesn't want to go against what McCarthy's against the Richmond others. He doesn't want to go straight out, you know, the Rick Shiloh. Well, that's all much. You shouldn't like it. It's not the main place. You get the corners out of the outside, and it's take your head out, beat all over you, do it. The lifestyle has a lot to. The block, that's all on that, he won't answer you. So he told me he's sit over this wash. That's something to do, like, oh, maybe. Wash himself. Well, otherwise, it comes to me that everyone agrees to Mikhail Mitzvah by the window. On the table, and I said, this girl says, I'm Mikhail Mitzvah. That's what I said on the table. By the window, could be everyone agrees. Because also, the girl is talking about that, on the table, could be by the window, everyone agrees. Another way, even the Baal Hittin says, an Ashish Nogu, we light, and a Minik's light inside, that Vayi Shua takes it to the extreme. Vayi Shua, the Chagal, the Mem, he was Abed in Tel Aviv. He said, not only are you allowed to light inside, you have a chiyuv light inside, but you cannot light outside. Once came along, the first account of lighting outside, the minute you have light inside, and you cannot light outside. The Mevat was literally by lighting outside. The man is finished. From the Ashim, you are allowed to light Vayi Shua, and Prince of Kerbet, Shuba's Chalik Aleph, coming to argue stark with him, Vayi Shua writes back, he sells base, and Simon Kuv Aleph, Kuv Gimel, fine. So, however, one of the main kinds they have against the Vayi Yeshua, the Shulchan Aruch itself, Shulchan Aruch and Tavresh, and Alas, the Fei, the Paschim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Chotzer. Shulchan Aruch is after the Minig Ready. And who is the Shulchan Aruch writing it for? The Vayi Yeshua, there is not writing for the man of Mashiach. The fact that Shulchan Aruch and the Paschim afterwards left the Shulchan Aruch the way how it is, see, Mamash, Mamma Forish, not like the Vayi Yeshua. Nevada, certainly in the place that is, not the Kona, certainly the Mikhail Mitzvah, maybe that the Tikkun Kona would like for the Vayi Yeshua, and not like the Vayi Yeshua. So again, so this chelik, second chelik, once the halacha comes out, a person in the chutzlaris, if he minig is light inside, however, you light outside, even with man of the corner, you mekayim the mitzvah. In Eitzel, it seems to be that very place in the say, you mekayim it, lighting it on the table. It could be on the by the window, the kulam that holds mekayim the mitzvah. However, again, the minig is light by the table of chutzlaris, like chaytis, because that's more of a kubbalim sack. The fact is, Vayi Yeshua says, you're not going to outside, the man is chiddish, and we see the shulchanar from the place, and afterwards, certainly not that way. Now these are the Gedorim, and now let's go through cases and try to apply them. Take first one case. First one, let's say he has a zero, very simple zero. He has a door leading straight to the street. He has no chutzner. Very simple. He lights by the door outside the zero. He gets, say, Rashi and Tosfos, no chutzner. That's not a chutzner, a Pesach HaBayis. He gets inside the Chaznish, he has no chutzner, Pesach HaBayis. Side of his Gerov, you get Mamish, everyone landing by the Pesach. He has a door leading straight to a street, that's Mamish Gerovic. He has the best zero. Let's say you have a door in the front and a door in the back. Do you have a chiyuv to light both doors? So there's Mana Gemara. The Gemara says, al pshat, if you have two different entrances, you would have to light in both different doors. Well, if there's Mana Zeh, if pshat, the fact that Klai Yisrael with Manenu, they light every place, every time, everywhere, there's no way to get there. If pshat, then maybe he's not the kind of the mitzvah. So the Chavit Hadar in the Sefer of Lai, Sefer Sopik, of Yashiv, one Sefer brings down the chiyuv, one Sefer brings down the chiyuv, of Yashiv Yishlaim. However, among the Svar of the Ikka, they say no, Netta Gavriel, and Perkadalit, and Rishon Zalman, and Rishloimah, and the Tikarelis, and Avaz, and Shemek Alti, those five Berlin, they say no, that is my name, since people light anywhere in every place, there's no shot, everyone knows that some people light inside, some people light outside, some light earlier, some people light later. So the fact that the people do different things in different places, but Mamai, there is no shot. I am Maitre Rishon Zalman, the one who says that there is some Rishon Zalman, you know, I see Hila too. He lit on the front entrance, and he had a window on the side, and he had a side entrance. He lit lights at two places. So the Lichas Beis Lai, his nephew, he asked him, what's Allah? And he told him, there's no Shabbos Mananu. However, he himself did that way, but not the Klai Yisrael. Could be the Galadol, people were more masculine and more looked upon him. So himself, he lit two places. The Echnami, he told the Klai Yisrael that there's no enough Shabbos Mananu, and Echnami, you don't have to light two places, one place is enough. If you want to be masculine, you can be masculine, light one candle, one other place, do the Seder. Another case, let's say a person lives, first let's take, before we get to yeshiva, what goes on, let's say first person lives in an apartment building, easy case, lives on the second floor. So where exactly should we light? So, first according to Chazanish, person should light, he has no chaser, the lobby to the building is not actually no chaser, should light by the window, he's low 20, second floor is low 20, should light by the window. According to the risk of according to Shomzam, according to Yashiv, where should light? Downstairs, by the street itself, by the Pesach Chotzer that's facing two Rishos Rabbim. So you light either place. You have two places to light. That means, again, what a person should do, the minhag Yerushalayim seems to be like, not like the Chazanish, people like the Pesach Chotzer. But let's say people want to be machmer, they're Bnei Torah, seems to be machmer, they like It likes to light two places. One upstairs, one downstairs. I mean, it could be one only light one. So far, it depends on how close to the hood, what's the couple near Shlaim for the Bnei Torah. Let's say you want to light two, one of the Boshitas, because why, according to the Chazanish, lighting downstairs is Chashash Brokhul Atolo. So you don't want to light downstairs, even though that Kuba is the Kazin. So you want to also be Machma light inside. So you want to light both, now where do you make a Brokhul? Where exactly is your person make a Brokhul? Where's the Brokhul? Where's the one that comes afterwards? So, they compare the case by Reb Chaim, by Esrik. Shalos basically discussed, let's say a person has two Esrikim. He has one that's Moder at Moed, beautiful Esrik, except Shash Morkov, maybe it's a lemon. Shash, so beautiful. Let's say another case, he has an Ayan. He has a second Esrik, that's Kosher, Kol HaDayan. However, this looks ugly. Which one should you take first? Which one should you make a Bracha, which one should you take second? Happy Torah, the Olam wants to say, that what you do, you should take the kosher, the kind of it's in the kosher, and after take the mohudr. Chaim says, if I correct, first take the mohudr, because you cannot do the hiddur after you do the mitzvah. Chaim says, you first do take the hiddur, ayah shash psul, then take afterwards the vada kosher, and he says, not because they have sick. The fact that you've been placing the mitzvah to the kind of the mitzvah to its full success, first take the something that is a shash psul but beautiful, and then take the kosher afterwards. A little after Chaim. If we assume this concept, the whole time the one that you can't be kind of the hiddur after the mitzvah, but let's say you assume this concept, you cannot be kind of the hiddur after the mitzvah, therefore, Shtoba Pais and Tshuva, and Tshuva is a Hogish Chalik Beis, Moedim is on the Chalik Beis, took a Tshuva, brings down the Lissal, that if I meet the first together, well, where exactly should light? One place. However, you want me to make the light two places, where should you make the bracha? He said, according to Chaim, the thing that's Mohutr, Shash Psal, that means, lighting outside has a concept, when the Chaz Nish, Shash Brachal Batol. However, that's the place of the hitter, according to Shamazal, according to Yashir, according to Biskurov, that's the place of hitter. So you should make the bracha outside, says the Shtumach. And then, without asking, without a hashtag, we have to go right away and go light inside, by your window. The Lichla is next to the hashtag, Mishabun is from Kosam Zayin, walk in next to the hashtag. There's a Rashi in Arabic, Rashi in Abdullah Malala's Rashi, that says the person who has sent animals nicer. And the left animal is going to be a shlomen, and they got mixed together, not sure which one's a maisa, which one's a shlomen. So what the law, what should you do? Rashi says, since you maybe both of them, one of them is a shlomen, he says, give tshuva chazav a shrek for both of them, and do smicha on both of them, put your hands on both of them, and then Rashi is, you make a bracha on the animal. You make a bracha and do smicha. So over here, you make a bracha on which one? Rashi says, Levi Oimer, Rashi says, Mahara, say, don't make a bracha. Why? Because maybe it's bracha vatala. When you make the bracha, you put your hand on the animal, maybe it's bracha vatala. Shalom, the coin of Chaim, what is bracha vatala? Think, oh, you're going to mitzvah, put your hand on one animal, then put your hand on the other animal, and there should not be a son of a hashtag. And therefore, why did Rashi say, leave me, you can't make a bracha? And so, in fact, numus achroyim upon the Chaim, numus achroyim upon the Chaim. So the one I have to answer, how it's the answer, and the Biskurov himself answers, and the Yashiv is brought out answers, Dain Fisher, Kratko Bramsi. They answer that this whole din of Chaim is din Yuchud in Esrik. While din is in by Esrik, brought out in Simasoprach and Allah, by Esrik, you have Abaminim. You can take one after another, pick up a little, then put down, Esrik put down, Adasas put down, Rovas put it down. You can be kind of the mitzvah, Zachar Zeh, you do not have to have it tied together. So here, what do? You pick up the three minim with the Esrik. Maybe the Esrik is possible. Well, fine. You put it down and pick up another one. It's not going to have to be Yuchba Esrik, because the Esrik is kind of the mitzvah Zachar Zeh. Mash Engain by an animal, want to do a smicha on an animal, either kosher or shlomim. There is a hashtag. One animal has nothing to do with another animal. Therefore, it's a hashtag. If you shave the terrace, it comes out by Chanukah, which you make a bracha. Since the color days hold the tashas, you're lighting by the window, you should make a bracha by the window. You should not make a bracha outside. And then you make a bracha by the window, and then go outside. That's what should come out. The window should rock and hit him. I hit him with my head, what do you think? Tell me, who said the pastor like Rashi? Who said the pastor like Rashi? Find the Hatsvi, the other Mephakic and Rashi, the ones that are spying against Rashi. Find the ones that are shrinking against Rashi. They told him, I might have these places in the terrace that caught the Rashi, the Sliyaz and all the same, they gave the terrace. So they're all wrong. They're wrong. Why are they wrong? They told me, because the whole thing of the Zerah Chazer, the Avaminim, one after another, is Dimbidi Evid. Dimbidi Evid. So Ukhan is talking about the kind of Mitzvah Avaminim Luchatino. He told me he's talking about Dimbidi Evid, one's the kind of Mitzvah Bidi Evid. Mike, I saw that the Indian of Mekhaim Zerah Chazer, Dimbidi Evid, what is the story why it's only Bidi Evid? Because it did it by Avaminim, you have to be Ma'akedis. They have to be bound together. They will have to be bound together. The little, the Dasim and the Rovis. is in Esther Zechazet it's in B'di'evet not says the Chalkit Yaakov not B'di'evet only by that we mean that we've got together that's B'di'evet by Esther it's not B'di'evet by Esther Moedim is not but Shtubach himself and the Shitofei right even in Esther is B'di'evet so if Shtubach lies to Israel and Shitofei everyone known in Moedim is not and then Esther afterwards B'di'evet Zechazet in the Kasha all these places cannot be correct in Chaim how we go look Chalkit Yaakov very good the Dinam Chaim is in Yuchit in Esther if you want to be right to this Malach is a disciple in the front of the vein of the disciple himself did by Esther he was not like Chaim yet by Lulav he was not like he was not knowing like a Chaim the Moshe of Lulav that was bent with the Knepel the point of the Ran it's so the point of the Rosh and Mother so what he do by that case he would first take the kosher first the front of the vein walks over there when he says Shek Shalom Tzadu and Zidmano everyone agrees you have to take the we're doing the Mitzvah first you have to take the Lulav first you can't do that with that by the Lulav you have to do the Mitzvah first but might we have one mahalach to ask of Rashi in Arabic is that the din is in Yuchid and Esther before she make a prophet inside by Hanukkah this is my tagging answer of Rashi so he told me and so afterwards of course the same as Shalmanism of prophets he bring me out to share a letter and I heard three also they want to say no it's not in Yuchid and Esther it's in Yuchid and Kodshim it's in Yuchid and Kodshim why? Usually my mitzvah is in the God of a person has to do so I take a little bit of Esther and bring Oish in the mitzvah first try to take Mohudr then this and that by kosher is not a mitzvah I have to do the animal needs smicha it's a dinner in the chesed the animal needs smicha make a bracha and do smicha to one animal then it's a hefzik it's a miyuch in kosher therefore it's a hefzik to be one animal and the other animal the Hebrew would say this dinner of Rashi is a miyuch in kosher what kind of wish you make a bracha by Hanukkah make a bracha outside so it really depends how you answer the kosher Rashi and everything wish you make a bracha by Hanukkah you should make a bracha inside and then go outside then make a bracha by the window which is the holiday and then line outside because there's a hiddur well no forget to go look at Chaim our Shabbat Chaim and Shuvah the person to make a bracha outside and then go light inside now for this again a person if you want to be machmer and light two places let's say you a person that's dumb is going to light inside for whatever reason if Shia you want to light inside wish your person light the Mishmur says if it's below 20 you light by the window if it's above 20 then you light by the then you light by the Pesach HaBayis that's what you should light now let's say a person lives on the fifth floor that means by the window it's not below 20 it's only going to be above 20 wish a person light then your mom would have to bring by a according to the Rosh Hamadam according to the Yashiv according to the Shruav you should light on the entrance to your building going into your lobby you should light over there a Pesach Kotzer if you light upstairs it could be according to the Shruav a Shash Ruach Vatol according to the Chaznish you light downstairs a Shash Ruach Vatol you have upstairs so it comes out either way you got shot both of us hello less than 20 the cool lighting by the window my old person all lighting by the window you ate the holidays call up this something you like you can kind of mitzvah the holidays hell of about 20 before any place you light you got shot both of us hello going to somebody somewhere so then exactly what do you do so again about that person getting on well again usually what's makubal in a soul if you light by the Pesach Chatzar in the minute of night if you should light by the Pesach Chatzar not in Neymar as I thought to let's go on with Machman and light both finally light both now we need to make a bracha by now we need to do a bracha now what do you do so now also come out depends which terrace you go with if you go to the terrace of the Shtumach and if this Rashi Dim Yuchid and Kosh and Maxim and Hesek no Baya Echlam you can make a bracha wherever you want and go to the other place how we go to the terrace of Abiyashim which is Liyad and Cheskel Bramsi where you can make a bracha anywhere there's Hesek there's no place in the Kuli Avi Mekayim the Mitzvah upstairs is not that Kulam Mekayim Mitzvah downstairs is not Mekayim Kulam Mekayim Mitzvah so you should make a bracha so once I know you should make a bracha it can be that way so tell me if you really have a real chash in a chlam you can make a bracha except that that's what's happening everyone really has their rub in the house of stock it will be chosh you get enough a day that's the point you're lying in your second place take a mushroom in your shlime and take a whole life as in a chotzer that's everyone knows you'll be back and get enough a shita you're also going to have to ask the chazanish you can light also upstairs therefore if you make the bracha where your ikir halotish when you're all passing your light that can be the mosque let's say in your shlime it's light as in a chotzer and then you want me back and you're also going to light upstairs but it says you have a real problem you're going to come you have a real problem now let's say a person he's again on the fifth floor there's another child that maybe you can take the people to the buildings around you and mistire them and hold the people around you the buildings also on the fifth floor and maybe next to your album and that thing into your window that'll also be enough to account to be part of the Suman Nisa so Vosa says let's start first say okay the Vosa says above 20 Mishmur says you should light by Pesach HaBayis However, Bizman Ali, so we have all these around, maybe you shouldn't. So Bosan says, Bizman Ali, you should like by the Chavoyim. Why he makes three tzurutim? First of all, he says that people walk just around, a little bit of a hacker. It's nicker to them a little bit. He quotes Prima Gordon that way. Why he says, nicker to the B'nai Bayis. But building the mouth view is also nicker. Therefore, that's not enough, says the Bosan, you should like by the window, even if you're above 20. Shlomo Zalman, the Chishmam also says you should light by the window above 20 for different reasons, because he argues Ikad Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura says you should light by the door, he says light by the window. So we have places where kind of the person should light by the window even above 20, Bizmanenu. However, those who disagree, who say you should not go that way, the Stifler and the Simchan Knievsky and the Obyashiv and Ashtrobok, they make a title that the Chavu will be attacking to light it before Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah cannot see it, and the buildings around you are not Rosh Hashanah, it's a private place, they should do it in a common site. You should light wherever the Tetra Kabbai is. I mean, Mesav the Mitzvah, put the Mezuzah on one side, and have your Menorah on the other side. But these are all the cases of the farm buildings. I'll take the case of yeshiva. We wish a person light, and let's say he eats and sleeps in one building without getting involved eating and sleeping. Let's say he eats and sleeps in one building, the main building of yeshiva. Where exactly should he light? So, first I'll be sorry. What is the yeshiva? Is it different rooms being rented out? Or is there one big house that the yeshiva or Baruch Chodesh lets you stay there? Is it one big happy family or being rented out to other people? So I went to Baruch Chodesh, I asked him, who owns everything? He said, he owns everything. It's all mine. So therefore, I told him, you should light by the Pesach HaChatzer, you should entrance up to the yeshiva where there is right now, there's a case over there where the menorahs are, and you should look for a light by the entrance of the yeshiva. However, I asked the Baruch Chodesh, so a lot of people light in the hallways. Look, what are they doing? They're doing nothing. They're just lighting Nefer Shechon HaDayit. What are they lighting in the hallways for? So he told me, no, those people are marked to them the rooms. Marked them, I give them the rooms. So I asked him, so that means after Hanukkah is dead also, that you can't throw them out. No, it's only matter in the Hanukkah. So I asked him where the kinyan is, say this, no problem. So Hanukkah is, I don't know who is matter, how he's matter, where the kinyan, what happened over there. Hanukkah is matter to them. Fine, all my people will certainly shiva light in the hallway. Again, according to Shlomo Zalman, and according to Moshe, any place to light in kind of mitzvah, can then be kind of mitzvah, but nearly, I'm not exactly sure why you should light there. The Chor, especially now, they have three different places you can light. You'll see when the Shiva comes, the Chor, but either one of those places in the kind of mitzvah of Mahodur. According to Chazanish also, the Chazanish says we have no chutzpah this morning. So which the person light? The Chor, again, the entrance of the Shiva doesn't make a difference. It's still, we're not about the chutzpah, though. Shiva's one big house. Who is right? Light in the entrance of the Shiva. That's what I think about it, whoever you want to ask. Now, there are different entrances to yeshiva. Let's take, just understand the two different entrances. First take the main entrance, and then we'll take the side entrance. The main entrance, there's first the wall, there's a platform, I guess, that's going off, then there's the yeshiva doors. But we should light over there. So, what they have right now set up, everyone lights by the door itself. I should ask, Bukhura, if you hold, you should light past the cluster. Where should light? You should light down where the wall itself is. You should light over there. So, one time, years ago, in the Bachman, we actually was walking by, was in Hanukkah Samazai, and someone happened to ask him where she like Hanukkah there is. So he pointed the platform down, by the wall down. And therefore, when I was about, the numerous guys looked down there. So the people of the Chassar of the Ashram went to him and explained to him the Metzius is that this, the platform and the steps, is the Mavar Ba'almo. Is this a hallway place of people walking up and down? It's not used as a Chassar at all. And therefore, the Ashram holds, if it's Mavar Ba'almo, it's part of the house, it's not going to be a Chassar, it's like the Pesach of the Yeshiva. So now it comes out. Two opposites. So the Ashbel, if it's all the way, it's possible for the house, so you light that house. And Chazish, where everyone says being forget, you light it inside, he also is Mavar, but Alma, you light in front of the Mavar. Not much two opposites. Find each line of what exactly happened over there. Do them in Malcolm. But therefore, in Yeshiva, now, I kind of mentioned myself in the beginning that if Tyson's holds that you light inside the cluster, you also make kind of mitzvah back to the back. That means lighting it in the entrance to Yeshiva, you make kind of sign of places, sign of Rashi. Sign off the Kazanish, sign off the Biskarov, count to anybody. Lighting it by down by on the bottom, so they say, we actually hold the Mavar Ba'almo, I'm not sure why it's Mavar Ba'almo, I guess it's all sisters, people are schmoozing, I'm not sure why it's Mavar Ba'almo, but they say it's Mavar Ba'almo, that's they told them to see it. People lying down there, you won't have, not the Kazanish, because the Kazanish doesn't count, you won't have the Yashiv, you won't have the Biskarov, it's not the Pesach. Therefore, on the main entrance, the Oilam lights by the Pesach of the Yeshiva. On the side entrance, the other entrance, there, again, you'll see in a week, they'll put up a Chuvas HaPesach by the wall itself. There, I said, Malcolm, he told me, Rabbi Asher holds over here, that space between the wall and the yeshiva, that's not a Mavar, that's a Vata, that's a Chatzar, it's only a Chatzar. Therefore, the astronauts wish your life at the sanctions by the wall outside. The wall outside. The Machmud has said, what's up, sir? You'll need it for a bad, who needs to have a bad, you should put lights by the wall outside. However, the reason why it's so bad is we're going to for the best grew up. However, according to Chaz Nish, might still wish your life, you should light by the pesach of the yeshiva of the door itself and not by the wall in front. So it comes out, again, so people who light by that entrance, if you want to go to the best grew up and and from his album, you should light by the Surah Sabbath itself. According to Chaz Nish, you should not light there. You should light by the doorway of the yeshiva. Now, if you light by the doorway of the yeshiva, look cool album behind the mitzvah, well, you won't get the hitter. You won't get the hitter. Therefore, meaning you should again, let's go like from his album and the Rashim, and light by the Pesach HaChotzer. Just in the same thing, of Hanukkah, with your new Meshitas, they could kind of, what a person should do is very simple. The bottom stuff of kula, why we makwa so much, right? Like so many areas. It can be makwa, it's only it's the abonim. So the Gemara on Shabbos, on Chokim al Beis, brought down by the Ben Yitzchak Ben Raivet, the Ben Raivet, the Efekasha, the Gemara there says, Hizya Ben Yachaniko, Havan Lei, Bonim is Chom, Shiu Tamir Chomim. Someone who is Zohir, in the midst of Yachaniko, have boys who are Tamir Chomim. So that's the Gemara, he taught the Gemara a little bit, but that's the Gemara, the Gemara says, Yet the kasha, vare, kulam, mazik, ne, chanako, in the kulam, the yubam, the zechim, the bot is chavim, the shiur, the shiur, the chavim, maitha, everyone likes chanako, every single year, every single person. And unfortunately, we've not seen by Zoneinu that people have children that have tamidich chavim. In the tmum is that, why is she emesu, chachom heim emes, but vareim emes. Pimash, kola, oilam, mazik, ne, chanako, shiur, boy, yubu, boy, yaitim, de, chavim, way better than the mekaim, the mitzvah, the chavim. Alamiyato demiyato zihir lahadik fiko prote amitzis the dudukim. But how there's only me to mekayim the mitzvah on every part, every aspect, trying to get all they do, mekayim all the sheet, there's only me to do that.
Shalom. כל הלשון מפיצת הקליטורים ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דור אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל dstrudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.